Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Hubbard. William S. Hubbard is the name of the book, Achieving Performance Results, and a bunch of others that he's written. Bill, thanks again for being here. Tell us how we can find you online.
I have a Facebook page, and I have a Goodreads page, and I have an Amazon author page. One friend told me that I was the first person she had met that they could Amazon. You can Google anybody, you could Amazon Bill Hubbard.
There you go. Just check him out there, folks, and you'll find all of his stuff. Bill, thanks again for being here. We're talking about managing a virtual team. More and more of us are. And I'll tell you, I see a lot of senior baby boomer managers who are going to make retirement decisions because they're going to be challenged in managing a virtual team. I fear that not only business owners, but also managers who are going to be asked to manage virtual teams, I can see a lot of people saying, you know, maybe it's time that I just shuffle on off to the golf course or whatever. What do you think?
There's going to be a certain amount of that, and I encountered some of that in my more recent employment circumstance when I was at Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, mm-hmm. dealing with employees who came in complaining about age discrimination issues. And Some of this was all part of some of that elders. That element was that workplace is changing, and unless the person evolves with that workplace, they're going to get left behind. Mm-hmm. And so either you adapt and you go with the flow, or you say, oh, this is how we've always done it. And those are the ones that are going to get left behind. So
the reason it's important to bring it up, Bill, is because if you're asking other people to manage virtual teams, you're not managing as much as they're managing your virtual teams. You need to check behind those folks to make sure that they're doing the good job, that they're able to do this. This is a skill. Being able to manage a virtual team is its own skill set, isn't it?
It's its own skill set, and it requires a second skill set of being technologically proficient as well as people proficient. So you've got to have those two sets of skills now to be effective in terms of dealing with employees. One of the thoughts that I had in terms of a lot of this is now virtual meetings, so you're running virtual meetings, so you got to know how to run that software to do that and to manage and control that group. And one of the things that I recommend in terms of your presentations on these is to practice. Practice makes perfect. We were talking a moment ago about golfing. And whether you're talking about golfing or sports or running a meeting, practice makes perfect. So if you're going to present some thoughts, rehearse those thoughts, write them out, however you organize your presentation, do that, and then vocalize it and read it out loud so that it flows effectively. So whether you're the leader or whether you're a participant, when it's your time to speak, you get the most out of that time, and you get it clear and you get it concise, and you do that through some preliminary practice.
Right. Absolutely. What else do we need to know about managing people remotely? Not just the technology.
Some of the key issues relating to being an effective team is offer ideas in terms of getting in discussion with the work committee groups and make input without criticism to others, avoid dominating the discussion. So in other words, just good basic sound communication where you want to get your thought out and you want to then step back and let others have their input as well. Sometimes there are elements where questions need to be raised and it's appropriate to raise the question, but to do that carefully and tactfully so that you're working towards a positive resolution to the problem. So those are some of the key elements in terms of interacting, whether you're interacting in a meeting or interacting in a virtual meeting on the Internet.
One of the things I've observed in several meetings that I've had over the last few months, where there was anywhere from 5 to 10 people joining, is some people talk too much and some people never open their mouths. And being able to manage that is really part of the key. And that's a new discipline. You know how to do it in face-to-face when you're in the room with them. But in this case, it's a little clunky, isn't it?
It is. Very literally, that's the case. And then a good leader is going to be able to draw those reticent ones into the conversation as well, kind of keep track of who's making the input, and then making sure that you're inviting others to participate and ask if they have comments as well, so that you can get them into that part of the process. When I would give training a lot of times, I would put together what I called a little quiz. And people says, well, gee, I haven't done this since I've been in school, and I don't want to participate. And yet, when you present a thought and you present a question, and then you kind of go through the group and you're identifying, well, what do you say about this and what do you say that, and calling on people, then you're going to get their participation. And it's not a judgmental thing. It's a matter of getting them talking and getting them commenting on whatever the topic is, so right. That you're getting input as well.
Folks, you can find Bill Hubbard everywhere, Facebook, Amazon, all over the place. Bill Hubbard is what we call him. William S. Hubbard is what his mama named him. Hey, Bill, will you come back soon?
Be happy to. Happy to come back again.
Good job. Good job today, old friend. It's good to have you back. Achieving Performance Results, that's his new book. I'm glad to tell you he's got more coming. We'll get Bill back another day. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.